It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, hello. Welcome to Talking Flicks for another week. JT here, Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. This fine Thursday. How's it going?
Feeling pretty good this week, actually.
Oh, good. Why?
Yeah, feeling, I don't know. I'm feeling extra enthused.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I don't know why. It just happens.
Yeah. Is it because it's Thursday and you get to talk to me?
You know it is. You know it is every time. I'm still trying to recover from our Top Gun episode last week. That was just... I listened back to it and I've got to say, I need a bit of work, I think. It wasn't great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's why we're not getting any jobs in acting?
Could be the elephant in the room, I think. Yeah. but I will say this. I think definitely our Titanic role play was better.
Yep.
And I definitely think our 50 Shades of Grey role play was even better than that. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. Mm. So what you're saying, our next movie could be worse than anything.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
we're on a trend. We're going down, 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 not up, up, up.
We will find another film in a few weeks and we'll put it out to the listeners and they can choose which movie we have to act. And we'll make it a horrible one, okay? So one of those movies you just don't want to touch. And Grant and I will put our acting skills to the test. And I guarantee you, it's highly likely we're going to do a shocking job. Just saying now. And I did promise you we wouldn't bring it back for 5 years, but yeah. I think it's backed by popular demands. Anyway, how's your week been, Miss Lee? Because you've had a bit of a relaxing week this week, haven't you?
I've actually had a very relaxing week. I actually took the week off, even though I can say I have been actually working as well. So today I'm here with you. I'll be back tomorrow. But I have actually been working every day. So just doing little bits. You know, it's nice just to work behind the scenes and not have to get up and go into work. You know, just log in and do some emailing and organising things.
Mr. Lee, you should know that coming to see me is not work. Okay, you should never treat this like work, okay?
No,
this is a relationship, right?
Yes, I don't.
You should understand that.
I should. I'm so sorry.
After 16 years, I think you can do better.
You would think I would know. Mm.
So I never treat it like that. I look forward to every Thursday, Friday.
Oh, I do too. This is a highlight of my whole week.
I mean,
is today and tomorrow.
I do need a Nurofen afterwards, but that's okay.
Just one.
Maybe a couple. Maybe it's a migraine, actually. Anyway, a big show coming up this week. What's going on? Obviously, we're going to talk about a new Guy Ritchie film, which we'll get to in just a tick. There is a massive 2000s film, The Kids Love, that will be making a comeback in a 25th anniversary. We'll talk about that. We'll go around the world with some top fives and see what's doing big at the box office. I'm going to call it now. I think Devil Wears Prada 2 is still at the top. I'm saying
you're going to say it? Well, I'm going to find out when we get there.
I said the biggest movie of the year last week, and I stand by that. If I lose, well, then I didn't place a bet, so I don't care. we'll do some real news. We'll go around the screens, and there's some big movies coming next week, including one for all you Star Wars fans out there. You know what it is. We'll get to that very soon.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Look, as you said in the opening there, JT, I actually really like Guy Ritchie's directing. Any of his movies or TV shows he does, I always watch, and this is one I will be watching. It's called In the Grey, and it's a high-stakes action thriller, and it is starring, you would think I would remember, Henry Cavill, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Issa Gonzalez. Is that how you say her name?
Gonzalez.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, Gonzalez. You should know that one.
Yeah. And Rosamund Pike. And it's actually something that I think a lot of directors like to do is work with actors they've worked before because they know each other so well and it comes off in the movie. When you know, if you're working with, like, you and I, we work together so many, 16 years, we can, you know, work together quite easily. And I think with a director, trying to find those people would be very hard sometimes when you go, they're either difficult or they're good.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Anyway, should we take a listen to the trailer?
Oh, I suppose so.
Why not? Let's do it. You said so.
Call Gary into my office. There is a situation here.
I assure you, you'd like to listen. The alternative is very expensive.
Gary! Get them out of my office now.
Gary, a moment. There are two versions of how this narrative plays out.
Exhibit A.
Gary waits patiently and quietly by the door.
Exhibit B.
Gary steps forward and you spend the next 6 hours sponging him off the walls. I know which version Gary would prefer. Gary.
Shh.
Manny Salazar. He's not really the guy you loan $1 billion and expect to see it back.
You think you can recover it?
You know I can. In this job, when mistakes are made, you need insurance.
Yun Khan!
Kids, don't say a word. Follow me. Bronco and Sid will now solve it their way.
Love the shirt.
It's silk.
Of course it is.
I just told you, it's silk.
This is Salazar's island. The police are on payroll. And he has a reasonably experienced private army. Tick every box.
Tick every tuck.
Lube every wheel.
Lick every stamp.
3, 2, 1.
Range.
300. That, wait, 275.
Make your mind up.
250. Ram it, Janet.
They work between the moral and the immoral. The black and the white. They operate in the gray.
Show them what you got!
I foresee a problem. I am aware that there is a 300-foot-deep untraversable ravine. But if you give yourself enough runway, build up some speed, and flap your arms like so,
it should take the bump out of the landing.
Bit of action there in the gray. It's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Did you know Henry Cavill actually had to do a fair bit of training for the film's weapons handling and the extraction-style combat scenes? So he was doing live fire tactical drills and vehicle maneuver rehearsals. And also a lot of close quarters battle, which that's pretty damn good to be able to do that. And as we know, in a lot of those sort of movies that he has been in, like the mystery of Ungenerally Warfare and all that, he was doing a lot of that anyway. So he's a very talented man.
He certainly is. And as well, apparently the production took place in Tenerife, around the Canary Islands in Spain. Tenerife's been in the news a lot at the moment, hasn't it? With this, is it Hantavirus?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Topical? I hope that nothing got mixed up.
Certainly hope not. Yeah, so very topical. But, yeah, it does look great. It sounds great. And if you love a good action film, well, this one is on the cards for you this weekend, added to the bucket list.
Certainly is. Now, JT, do you remember this from 25 years ago?
You definitely need some Tic Tacs or something because your breath stinks.
And I saw her thing.
What kind of night are you?
One of a kind.
This is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Waffles.
You're a monster. Eat me.
Better out than in, I always say.
Let's do that again.
Yeah, I do remember it. Shrek.
It is incredible, isn't it? Can you believe it's 25 years?
I remember seeing it at the cinema. So that's what goes back so far. I love the onion, the layers.
Oh, line. Yes.
That was one of the best, wasn't it, in any movie?
Yeah.
So many quotes from that film.
Oh, there are. Yeah, I'm making waffles, like which we just heard as well. Yeah, there are. There are so many quotes that I still use today.
Oh, I love that. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man. I'm Drury Lane.
Not my button.
We should have done that one for a movie, Oki.
We did. There was an old episode with that on it somewhere floating around.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit scary.
Wish I didn't bring that back. Let's leave it in the vault.
Can I say this movie actually won its first Academy Award for Best Animated Feature? It actually beat Disney's movie at the same time, which defeated Monsters, Inc. and Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius. So for this movie to make a Oscar-winning movie, it is incredible. So well done to Shrek. So that is on this weekend only to celebrate the 25th anniversary.
All right, let's roll through some other great movies that are on the big screen this weekend.
Yeah, we've got Mortal Kombat 2, Blue Moon, The Sheep Detectives, The Devil Wears Prada 2, Lee Cronin's The Mummy, The Magic Faraway Tree, Michael, Hoppers, Project Hail Mary, Scream 7, and the Super Mario Galaxy movie. Check your local cinema website or box office for session times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Gotta say, Mr. Lee, I don't know if you've realised you're doing a bit of deep breathing today. It's like,
am I? I'm sorry.
I hear that. I'm like, you slipping the microphone or something? Seriously?
I'm so sorry. I actually think I'm a bit too close to the microphone. It probably sounds really
about to suck it off or something. Yeah.
Okay, let's head on to the USA for our top five movies. Number five is Billie Eilish, Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour, live in 3D. The Sheep Detectives coming in at number four. Number three is Michael. Number two is Mortal Kombat 2. And number one for the USA, The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Yeah, it's there. There you go. Number one. Well, let's see if it's number one for Oz as we do the top five for Australia. Number five is Billie Eilish, Hit Me Hard and Soft. That is the tour live in 3D. The Sheep Detectives in at number four. Number three, a bit of a switch here from the US. Mortal Kombat number two. Number two is Michael, still going very strong, Mr. Lee.
It is.
Still hanging in there. Yep. And number one for Oz, let's do the drum roll and tell you that it's Devil Wears Prada 2. Yeah, too good.
Yeah, you knew it. You called it.
I did.
It's number one movie around the world at the moment. It is everywhere. Everyone is talking about it and saying how good it is, and that's why it is number one.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
Look, Disney are doing so many live action movies and live movies from animated movies. We've got Moana coming up in July,
yeah,
which will be the live action one. And now they're on to Tangled. Remember Tangled that came out all those years ago?
I love that movie. Oregon.
So did I. I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was well done. Well, they've got Diego Luna, who was in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and Catherine Hahn, and they will be starring in together. It is going to be in Spain, it will be made, which will be really good. And also there's an Australian actress called Tegan Croft, who will also be in there too. So good on Aussies from getting into these movies.
Yeah, I love how they're doing this live action, and there's been some great ones that have come out. Mufasa was great. Remember that one?
Oh,
a couple of
years
back. We won't talk about Snow White because that didn't do quite so well.
No, it didn't.
But I love the fact that Tangled's out now, and I also love the fact that Moana is on the way, because I think that could be one of the biggest movies of the year too.
And I think so too, because the lead actress of that is Jay Liagi, or whatever his name is. Is Aussie girl. Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Aussie girl or Aussie girl?
It's a girl who's playing, but it's his daughter. He's playing
his daughter.
The role.
Oh,
yeah, his daughter. Yeah.
Oh, great.
And of course, The Rock is playing the big guy.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm so excited for that. That's going to be absolutely awesome. So, some things to look forward to as far as live movies are concerned. But Princess Diaries 3, now the director has said that fans can look forward to a lot of fun returns from the original cast. So that is great to hear, Miss Lee, because we've seen from Devil Wears Prada 2 how successful it can be when you bring back the original cast.
Absolutely. And Anne Hathaway, she will be the queen, which she played Mia Theropopoulos. I think that's how you pronounce it. We'll say that. She'll be queen of Genovia anyway, because as we all know, she didn't know she was from royalty at all. Now, everything is under tight lips at the moment. They are trying to do it. The production schedule and shooting where it's going to be happening, they've not worked any of that out yet. So we can expect this not for another couple of years yet before it comes out, which is not that long, really. No. We've had to wait for a lot of other movies for years, so, you know, not that long.
Thinking of Girls' Night, Mr. Lee, lock it in now.
Yeah, I am.
I reckon. Yeah.
Lock it in now, all right. Yeah, I agree. Definitely. It'll be a big one.
Goodie bag, anyone? I don't know. Maybe put some facial, what's it called? Facial food or something in there.
Mascara. No, what? Oh, I don't know. You can tell we use it. I have no idea what it's called.
Are you done, Mr. Lee, or you got some more news?
Yeah, that's it for my time on the red carpet. Thank you.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Let's go around the screens because there is a lot happening between now and the end of July. It all starts on May 21 with looks like a Malaysian film.
Yeah,
a
Malayan movie, yes.
Malayan film.
And it's... Is it called Dishalman 3?
Well, that's why I left it for you.
Yeah, that's what I thought because I'm always the one that struggles with even English words.
Hey, but it's got English subtitles though, which is great.
Yes, which is really good. Tickets are on sale now for that one in Tamworth. June 5, we've got the amazing digital circus happening. Now, look, there's been so much talk about this movie. Oh, you're not going to get it now and things are... But it is definitely coming to us at Tamworth, Wagga and Orange. We are definitely locking it in. And watch the space to find out when tickets go on sale for that because it'll sell.
Is it an actual circus? Is that what we're seeing? Is that what is this? What is it?
It is something to do with YouTube. This guy has made all these things on YouTube, and he's now made it. I have no idea. I'm sorry. I think it could be. I don't know.
Did I throw you under the bus?
Yeah,
in
you
the
did.
Worst possible
you did.
Way.
Okay. I haven't looked at that. I haven't looked at that yet.
Sorry, Mr. Lee. You could have done give me the cut sign. It could for dear life. I'm dying here. Let's do better then. June 7 is the National Theatre Live.
Live, yep.
Yeah, got the audience. Yep, June 28.
And that's the one with Helen Mirren.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like that one. Okay. June 28 is the National Theatre Live again, the Playboy of the Western World, which I still think we should do a talk of Flickster on.
Oh, we should. And then July 26, we got the National Theatre Live's, is it Les Liaisons, Dangerous Off?
Yeah, that's what we said last week, and it worked.
Now, in Tamworth, we've got this Sunday, we've got the Blue Moon Cinema and Conversation screening happening, and that means that you watch the movie, and straight after we serve wine and nibblies, we discuss. And we also have our Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and the Grogu tickets on sale now, because it opens May 21.
Which is what we're going to talk about. So, yeah, Star Wars fans, get excited. The Mandalorian and Grogu. Now, the Evil Empire has fallen. The Imperial Warlords, they're scattered throughout the galaxy. And as the fledgling New Republic works to protect everything the Rebellion fought for, they have brought in the help of the legendary Mandalorian bounty hunter Din Djarin and his young apprentice, Grogu. So this is how it's all happening. It's the next major theatrical film in the Star Wars universe. And the first Star Wars movie released in cinemas since Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Now, when was that, Mr. Lee?
That was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Quite a few years ago. This is directed by John Favreau, who has done a lot of Disney directing. He did The Lion King. And he also plays... the guy out of Iron Man too, Iron Man's assistant type thing or driver. Yeah,
very busy guy. Pedro Pascal in this, Steve Blum, Sigourney Weaver, who I seriously think we should try and get on this podcast in the next couple of weeks. I reckon we should, right?
Righto. Yeah. Well, you know what I'll do? I will track down the agent in Australia and we'll go through that way.
Let's give them a call. Let's try and get around because I reckon we can do it.
Okay.
We have the push. So that is Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu, and that is out next week. Mr. Lee mentioned before as well, Drishyam 3, which is the Malayan film with English subtitles.
Yes. Yes. It is on next Thursday night. So, and tickets are on sale now for that in Tamworth only. And this is a follow-up from the first two, and it centres around more of George Cunty. Is it Cutty? George Cutty. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right, exactly.
Yeah. Now, another movie that opens up next week is Finding Emily. It is a rom-com, and it stars Spike Fern and Nadia Parks, and this is all about a lovestick musician who's given the wrong number for his dream girl. He teams up with a driven psychopath's student to find her, and together they spark a hilarious campus-wide frenzy of test their own hearts and ambitions along the way. How nice does that sound?
I love it. I'm already in. Although, George, what's his name again? That movie, with Drishyam, with that George guy still sounds
good. I think
it's
what's his Cutty, name? Isn't it? Cutty?
I like the other version better.
No, we won't go that version.
Great. So those movies are out next week, so we'll talk about those more next week. And if you're a big Star Wars fan, that's an episode you do not want to miss. Are we reviewing that? Are we doing a
Star Wars Flickster? Yes, we are. Talking Flickster, yeah. We do. I can't wait.
That's going to be really good fun.
Yes.
Well, I might be away that week.
We're getting close to the Minions.
No, I'm not coming in that day.
I thought after you watched the Minions for losing the bet for Oscars this year, you'd be like, yeah, bring on the next one.
I hated it. It was awful. because I'm going to have to give my honest thoughts and I don't want to do that.
But I want to protect the movie.
We won't send you
to that one then.
Please
we
don't. Won't. Who is doing that? Do we know yet who's doing that one? Have we got someone?
Off the top of my head, no. I have got it, but I actually think it's David. I think I've got him down for it. So
David, good luck.
Yes.
That's all I can say. That's a few weeks away anyway. That doesn't matter. We can do the Star Wars. That will be next week. In the meantime, let's talk about tomorrow's Flickster, which is for the Sheep Detectives.
I really cannot wait to talk to our Talking Flickster because I did go along and see it, JT.
Did you really?
I did.
That's great. I love the fact you're going to all these movies. So you get to talk about that tomorrow. We can get a score from you, a Chop Top score.
Oh, can I?
Mm.
Good. This will be my third Chop Top score in three weeks.
That's great. Doing well done, Mr. Lee. Okay, we're going to get out of here. Have a lovely Thursday. We'll catch you tomorrow for the Sheep Detectives, Talking Flickster. Have a good day, Mr. Lee, whatever you're doing. I'm going to go try and find George. What's his name again?
Yeah, you guys try to find him. Great. Bye for now.
This could be the biggest highlight yet. Okay, great day. Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime.
Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.